Back on January 12th, lawmakers gathered in Des Moines for another busy session of the Iowa State Legislature. It all came to an end Sunday night, just after 6 o'clock for the House and Senate. And what a year it was. Dennis Guth, our state senator, joins me this week here on KQWC, or actually Tuesday, as we talk about this year's legislative session. Dennis, very good day to you.
Yeah, it is a nice, bright, sunny day. I'm looking forward to being a farmer again.
There you go. But you told me off air that you had to quite a sleep because you were up almost all night, Saturday night and Sunday, trying to get all the last-minute work done. And I think the big issue this year, Dennis, had to do with the, I think, House appropriations or for this year, tax credits, what have you.
Well, the main thing, I think, was the property tax reform that they were working on, and that we had a lot of good ideas. Everybody had their ideas early enough, but it took the whole session to where we could finally agree that we'll do this if you'll do that.
Mm-hmm. So this will mean what here, Dennis, for homeowners in the state of Iowa for this property tax?
Well, I think they are going to see some relief in here. It's kind of a two levels of help here, but we're going to put a cap on some things for counties and state and local governments, but we're still giving them an option to raise their levies if it goes beyond a 2% growth if they go back to the people for a vote on that. And I think it's important that we don't just slam something on that local governments can't get around when they run out of money on some things, but the people are going to be able to hold them accountable. They have to go back to the people and say, we need some more money for this or that. Is that what you really want to do? And that may make it harder to put up that statue in the park, but it should be able to take care of your emergency services, your police department, and fixing your roads, and I would think that people would be able to support that sort of thing.
And you were the ones that voted for this.
Yes, I did. I think we only had one Republican that didn't vote for it, I believe.
Right. That's what I saw this morning anyway. So we have that bill taken care of for this year, and that is that Governor Kim Reynolds is expected to sign that, I think, very soon, if I'm not mistaken, on that bill.
She expected what very soon?
Is she going to sign that, I think, in the next few days, I believe?
Oh, I bet she will. She'll probably get that done very soon, yes. That's something that was a priority for her. Didn't all go exactly as she wanted it to, but I think she got something that she's going to be happy with.
Mm-hmm. Dennis, what else are some of the accomplishments this year for the legislature?
Well, one of the things I was kind of excited about is we passed some legislation on nuclear energy. And given some tax breaks and things to get nuclear energy restarted in here, I think it's important that Iowa pursues not just renewable energy, but energy that is reliable, something that's going to be running 24/7. The old plant at Palo is going to be reopened, but we need to see some of the small modular type nuclear plants, I think, put up around the state, too. So I'm excited about seeing that move forward. We also worked on how to treat landowners if hydrogen is discovered in your area and how to make sure that everybody's treated fairly. I think that there is a great potential for exciting things to happen if we do find hydrogen in commercial quantities under the earth of Iowa here.
Mm-hmm. I think that was discussed this past weekend there in the legislature about this hydrogen bill that's being looked at, or already looked at,
yep.
I should say.
Yeah, we did get that passed, and I think it's going to be fair. Everybody has their own opinion about it, but I think it's going to be fair for landowners in the end.
Again, we're talking with State Senator Dennis Guth on the radio today here on KQWC, and let's talk about some of the bills you would like to have seen passed this year. I'm sure there were a handful of bills that you wanted to see passed this year.
Yeah, well, there was lots of things all across the board, I guess, that we wanted to see passed, and we're never going to get them all passed, and we probably don't even want to get everything passed. One thing that I was disappointed about not moving forward was requiring blood banks to draw blood and for a directed donor, where you could either bank your own blood before a surgery or be able to have others that you know of, their background before they donate blood, because some people are really concerned about the spike protein that comes through in the donated blood now and would like to make sure that they don't end up with that in their bloodstream because after they've avoided getting vaccinated, and then they're going to end up the equivalent of being vaccinated from a blood donation.
And that was just discussed this past year in the Iowa State Senate. And as we head towards 2026, or 2027 rather, what would you like to see take part in that legislative session come next year?
Boy, I'm
too early to say, I guess.
Hey, yeah, but you know, one thing that we didn't talk about that happened on Sunday afternoon just before we got out of there was banning the abortion pill in the state of Iowa. And that was a very spirited debate, and I would encourage you and all of the listeners to look up that debate online so you can see that firsthand, exactly where the Democrats and the Republicans stand on abortion in the state of Iowa.
Okay, and that's, where can you find that at? Is it on the legislative website?
On the legislative website, you go to legis.iowa.gov, and then there is a spot on that page where you can select video for the Senate, and you can find it there.
All right. So now the 2026 session is over with. What's happening next to Dennis Guth? I'm sure a lot of farming going on.
I got a lot of farming going on. Have a short little trip scheduled with the family.
Good for you.
And there's going to be all kinds of parades and fundraisers and all that sort of thing this summer because it is an election year.
But you're not running. Am I right on that there, Dennis? You're kind of been off.
Well, I'm not up for re-election yet.
Right.
I don't come up for re-election until 2028. So I think it's important to get out there and keep people engaged, though. It's really important that we have the average citizen informed and engaged in all the issues. Our government doesn't work if it runs without the citizen involvement.
Right, and of course we have State Representative Shannon Latham. She's stepping down, and yesterday was her final day. From her perspective, she'll be a part of the FFA, the Iowa FFA Foundation. She'll be the chair of that as of now.
Right, right. And I know both of the gentlemen that are running for her position, and hope that they get out and really meet the public a lot in the next few weeks. And I think it's June 2nd when
June
the primary
2nd.
Is, and then
right June 2nd,
and then we'll know who's going to go there forward. Quite a difference between the two candidates in age, at least.
Oh yes, from what I saw there too. So we'll see what happens coming up next month there, Dennis. But it's been a pleasure this year. Keep in touch from time to time as I could. But anyway, the legislature's over with. You can get some sleep now.
Yeah, I can get some sleep, but feel free to give me a call here anytime throughout the summer if there's something you want to get a comment on. And you might get me to speak more coherently than I am today.
I know the feeling, Dennis. I know. I've had that before. Dennis Guth, our state senator, as the legislature wraps up for 2026. Dennis, thanks for joining us today.
You bet. You have a great day, Pat.